CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. CU has named an interim president. CPR's Paulo Schultzeda reports.
CU Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Todd Salomon will take over starting July 1st. The Board of Regents confirmed his temporary appointment Tuesday. Salomon told Regents he was grateful for the opportunity.
We'll continue to focus on what matters most, serving the students, serving our community, doing great research, serving Colorado.
Salomon succeeds Mark Kennedy, who will vacate his post early following widespread disapproval from faculty and students over his leadership. The Regents will continue their search for a permanent replacement, which Salomon says he will not pursue. I'm Paulo Schultzeda, CPR News.
The state has ordered nearly 90 Front Range oil and gas wells to shut down. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Oil and gas operator K.P. Kaufman has been ordered to shut down the Adams and Weld County wells and clean up 29 sites after several violations. The Colorado Sun reports those violations include fouling up farm fields and covering the road in front of a high school with oily waste. An order from the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission said the wells require immediate attention to protect public health and wildlife. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
People threatening elected officials and their families will face stiffer penalties under a new state law. Suspects will be charged with a low-level felony or the highest-level misdemeanor. Authorities say state and local officials have faced increasing hostility for doing their jobs. This is CPR News.